Go ahead, guys.
Your opening thoughts. Talk about Hanson. What are your thoughts on him coming in, and what would you guys see in him?
You know, he's been a guy that's played a lot of years in the league in the slot, and you know, we just felt like it was a good thing to get another veteran guy in there with really what amounts to a young room, and so we thought that was something that, you know, helped us and upgraded our team and made us better.
How quickly can Hanson get up speed?
I think pretty quickly. He's smart. We've spent some time with him already, talking over the defensive scheme and the things that we would ask him to do, and he seemed to grasp it pretty quickly. So I would anticipate that he would have a pretty quick learning curve.
You completely cleaned out the cornerback position from where it was a year ago. When you came in and you knew the scheme was changing, everything, was that pretty much something you figured could happen?
Well, I mean, I think as things played out throughout OTAs, minicamp, and in training camp, we felt like that was a position that we needed to try to upgrade. And we felt like that with the players that we brought in here, that, you know, it helps us as a team to be better.
A lot of guys struggle playing in the slot. What makes him successful?
I think it's mostly his intelligence. He's really smart. He's got good quickness inside. And so he matches up with some of the, you know, smaller, quicker slot receivers. But I just think he just understands, you know, route combinations and how things happen inside in the slot. And I think that's the biggest learning adjustment that anybody that goes in and plays the nickel position, they got to understand, they got to learn, is how to play the different route combinations that you see in there.
Is that a thing that some guys just get and some guys just don't?
It's a lot of it's football instincts. And guys go in there and they just have a good feel for, you know, how things are going to happen. And he's done a good job of that throughout his career. And so we're excited about having him.
What's his process been like for you the first time? You go from 87, 75, 53, and then even after that, you've already added four.
It's tough. It's tough. These guys work their tail off for us to be a part of this team. So, you know, these decisions are there's a lot of time, effort, and thought that goes into making these decisions. At the end of the day, you know, this is a business, and we got to do what we feel like's best for the Oakland Raiders. And those were the decisions that we made.
From a coaching standpoint, Dennis, how daunting is that task? After making the initial cut to 53, you're bringing in four fresh guys that don't really know the system.
Well, I mean, we got some work to do. But that's why we're here. That's part of our job. And that's what happens, you know, with every team. You know, there's a lot of coaching that has to go on during the season. You bring guys in, guys get injured, you pick somebody up off the street. So it's nothing new, but, yeah, I mean, you know, we got a few new guys back there that we got to get caught up to speed, and we got to get them caught up to speed quickly.
How worrisome is it for you? You're going up against Phillip Rivers a week from now. He likes to sling it around the yard a lot, and you got new players.
Yeah, well, hey, we're all pros. We got a job to do, and we'll do what we have to do to get that job done. And part of our deal as coaches is to, you know, figure out what things guys can do well and figure that out quickly. And you know, if they got to go in there and play, we got to put them in those positions and not ask them to do things that they don't have a chance to be successful with.
What are your top options to return punts now on this roster? Denarius being hurt.
Well, Adams will be one of the guys that we'll put back there. He's done it before. Matter of fact, I think it was a couple preseasons ago. He returned one against the Raiders for a touchdown in the preseason. So he's done it before, and has had a little bit of success doing it. So he'll be one guy that we'll put back there. And you know, then obviously when we get Denarius and we get Jacoby back, that gives us a couple other options.
What's the prognosis on those two right now?
Denarius was out running around today, and he's had a couple good days back-to-back, so I'm encouraged by that. And then Jacoby's, he's making progress. He's not running yet, but he's making progress. So I'm encouraged really by both of those as far as their rehab's concerned.
Kreider looked like he was limping around.
Yeah, he's got an ankle. I don't really think it's a big deal. He was able to get out and run around pretty well yesterday. A little bit more sore today, but you know, it's a long time till Monday night, so I think we'll be fine there.
Today was the first day with a 53-man roster on the field. They had practice Thursday. They could make a couple of changes, obviously, still, but was there any sort of a welcome to the Raiders moment, or, you know,
no.
Or you just get to work?
No, we just get to work. Yeah. You know, we got a job to do, and that's the business of the National Football League is getting ready to win games. And so, you know, we didn't have any kumbaya moments. We just, it was time to roll, you know, so it was good.
Was Wisniewski able to do much?
Wisniewski was limited in practice today, but he moved around pretty good. We'll get him a little bit more work tomorrow. I would expect him fine to go practice on Wednesday.
You seen Willie Smith? You know, he got some starts late last year.
Yeah.
Getting some pretty good competition.
Athletic, long arms, comes from the same type of system. So, you know, the learning curve shouldn't be that difficult. But I think he's really an athletic talent at the tackle position.
Clayton, he brought in from
another guy that we think's going to upgrade us in special teams. He's a smaller linebacker that can really run, and I'm looking for him to do some good things for us special teams wise initially to start us off.
With the injured players, when do they have to get practice time in order to play on Monday?
We'll evaluate that as we go along, you know, but they need some work. So I don't know, you know, I don't know what that day is, but we'll know whether they're ready to go or not, you know, before the game comes up.
I'm sorry if you already go over this, but the injured players, Ford, Moore, Wisniewski, say you expect Wisniewski to practice on Wednesday. Do you expect all those guys to play this week?
I'm hopeful that they will. I don't know that, but I'm hopeful that all those guys will be able to play.
Still on that hope.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Is there a point for Moore where back by practice by a certain day to get him to play, or is there a cutoff day for him?
No, I mean, you know, there's a cutoff day for all of us as far as being ready to go. Now, what that day is, I don't know. I want to get him out here and get him practicing, and then we'll determine, you know, whether he's going to be ready to play in the game or not.
Looks like Burris is not going to be your starting linebacker starting off the season. What has he shown you this preseason, and he's come along far enough where you're confident, comfortable with him in that spot?
Yeah, yeah. He's made some progress. He's a athletic guy. He runs really well. He's tough, physical. You know, he's still going to be a work in progress. He's still got to get better from the mental aspect of the game, just like all rookies do. So, you know, will there be growing pains? Yeah, there'll be some growing pains. But I feel good about, you know, where he's at right now.
Coach DVD, despite his struggles this preseason, was it a tough cut given his physical skills?
All of them are tough cuts, and he was no exception. You know, like I said before, I mean, you know, we spend a lot of time talking about these players, thinking about these players. And, you know, there's the personal aspect of guys that you like, and that's hard. But then there's the business aspect, and we got to make decisions that are tough and what we think are in the best interest of the Raiders, and that's what we did.